This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday. Thank you for listening to the show. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. And wherever you are, thank you for listening. You can always tune into the show starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Every weekday, that means Monday through Friday. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to get into. I'm only here for one more hour. And we've had a busy show. Basketball. College football. The NFL, baseball. I mean, how about this? Right now, we got one hell of a matchup going on in Los Angeles. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He's made it through four innings. Good for him. And the Dodgers lead the Padres right now 1-0. Kike Hernandez went out there and hit a home run in the second inning. And so the Dodgers lead 1-0. Yu Darvish is on the mound for the Padres. And so I don't want to call this a pitching duel of Japanese superstars. That is what we might have. Yu Darvish has 36 pitches. Yamamoto on the other end here right now, he has 47. So Yamamoto, he might be giving the boot a little bit earlier. But whoever wins this matchup is going to host the New York Mets in game one of the National League Championship Series on Sunday evening. And so we'll keep you up to date on that as the games continue on. We've talked some college football. Hey, by the way, thank you so much. Bobby Carpenter came through and joined us. Bobby Carpenter, you might remember him. He won a championship for the Ohio State University back in 2002. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. He played for the Detroit Lions. And now you can catch him on TV and radio all over the place. He came through and we talked about the Buckeyes. Talked about Texas. Talked about some of the top teams that can legitimately win a championship, not just make the college football playoff. Still trying to understand the guy who called this week and said SMU is a championship contender. I'm like, on what planet, man? I don't know what planet. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about some good games, the Commanders and the Ravens, and we talked about some bad games, the Cincinnati Bengals and the New York Giants. We talked about some games with some interesting quarterback scenarios. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles taking on the Browns and Deshaun Watson. There's so much going on. And Hickey, we've learned, and this tells you how much is going on. The Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement. It takes place on Sunday as well, Hickey. Come on. They couldn't find another day to do this.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, is that televised? I guess it is, right?
It is. NBA TV, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure that viewership number will be very strong, to say the least.
It's 6 p.m. on Sunday. Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement. Now, here's who's going in. I don't know if this is an exciting class. I love Simone Augustus, former member of the Minnesota Lynx. I love her. Walter Davis used to play for the Suns. Sorry, not exciting. Michael Cooper, defensive man on the Los Angeles Lakers. Showtime Lakers, not exciting. Sorry. Chauncey Billups, another champion Detroit Pistons. Now coach of the Portland Trailblazers, not exciting. And then you got a man, he was nicknamed Half Man, Half Amazing, Vince Carter. Hickey, am I wrong to say Vince Carter going into the Hall of Fame is not exciting?
I think you could say that, honestly, about most athletes going in, but that class especially.
You saying this whole class is boring? Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Vince, just call it how it is.
Vince Carter is the headliner. What is he going to say? I did great dunks and lost. Like, and I did great. Oh, I like Vince Carter. I like him. I have mutual friends. Now he's going to hate me forever. He was great. He played in four decades, and he dunked on people. What are we doing, right?
And he made his last shot of his career, which is pretty cool.
You remember that?
I do, actually, because I'm pretty sure if I have this correct.
Was it with the Hawks?
I think it was the last, if my memory's correct, it was the last game before the pandemic, Knicks-Hawks. I think it was the last NBA game before they canceled the season. And he took a shot, or maybe they canceled it at halftime, whatever it was. Took a shot, hit it, and then it's like, well, that's it. Like, game's over, season over. It's like, oh, wow, like maybe that'd be kind of cool if like he hits his last shot. I don't think he ever came back.
Oh, my God. Wow. His career ended in 2020. Wow. I remember seeing him play here in Atlanta. Damn. Well, I guess it is 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
He was, eight-time All-Star. How many slam? He only won one slam dunk contest, I guess.
The only one that matters, right? The infamous one.
That one in infamous one? The one in Oakland?
Or the famous one. Sorry, not infamous. Famous one.
Oh, yeah. He won that one in Oakland in 2000. Oracle Arena. And he's a nice guy, but Vince didn't live up to what, like, the longevity is out the roof, but played in four different decades. But he's just like, okay, whatever. And now Toronto is retiring his jersey, fine. The Brooklyn Nets are retiring his jersey. That's suspect as all hell. And now he's going into the Hall of Fame. Good for all of these guys, and also Simone Augustus going into the Hall of Fame. Class of 2024. Let's see. Who's going to retire? Who's left between now and, like, I don't know. Did anybody leave recently? Oh, did Paul Pierce get in yet?
I don't know.
Do we even care?
Well, that's also true. I think so. He's been gone for like a good amount. Wait.
2021. Oh, my God. No, yeah. He was on the anniversary team. Wait, Hall of Fame? Yeah. He went into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2021. Wow.
Tim Duncan's in, right?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Long time ago. Yeah. I don't know. I don't care. The next guy who goes in that anybody will care about is Carmelo, I guess, right? Carmelo? That'll be fun.
I was going to say LeBron.
Yeah, we got to wait.
I know. Well.
But he's going to go into the Hall of Fame when he's 70 and keep playing like this, right? Like, there's nobody else. Dwayne Wade got in, I think, right? Dwayne Wade's in. I don't know. I guess, do people care about the Hall of Fame? I don't care which one. Canton? I don't know. Maybe the juice is out. Let's see. Dwayne Wade Hall of Fame. Oh, he's in. Yeah, Dwayne Wade. Oh, Dwayne Wade went in. He went in last year. So it's going to be Carmelo. And then it's going to be Chris Paul and LeBron, whatever they leave. Because what other legend is sticking around right now that you're just like, can't wait for them? Nobody. There's nobody. Chris Paul, LeBron. Who else is old and playing? I don't know. Kevin Durant, we got to wait. It'll be another 10 years. Huh. Interesting. But, Hickey, here are the super fans. You asked about that. The Basketball Hall of Fame is honoring super fans. Spike Lee, Jack Nicholson, and tell me if you know this guy. You know who this is? Billy Crystal. You know Billy Crystal.
I do.
You know Alan Horowitz?
I do not. Who is he? What team?
Allen Horwitz is the guy that goes to every NBA game. That old dude that doesn't look like he speaks with the cowboy outfit and the cowboy hat and the long hair. That's him.
What?
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
The rich old guy with the long stringy hair, the cowboy outfit and the cowboy hat. He goes to all the games.
I'm seeing him now. He's dressed up in Sixers gear.
Wait, that's not. Oh, I mixed him up. Wait.
Yeah, he's a Sixers fan. Yeah, I've seen this guy before.
You've seen that Sixers guy?
His name is Allen Horwitz. Yeah, he sits on like kind of in between the Sixers bench and midcourt.
Never seen that guy in my life. I'm mixing it up. There's another. No, the other guy is going in. He's in Los Angeles. He has like the big court, like the Lakers court.
This is a fan at home. He has a Lakers court.
What is this guy's name? Oh, man. He's at every game, and he looks like he's asleep.
Famous Lakers fan? I'm going to try to Google this.
Nah, I don't.
Okay. I see a picture. Jimmy Goldstein.
Yes, that
guy. Jimmy Goldstein.
Yeah. Spike Lee, Jack Nicholson, Billy Crystal, Allen Horwitz, that Jimmy Goldstein guy. They're going into the Hall of Fame for being super fans. And Billy Crystal, I guess, is going in for being the only fan of the Clippers. Like, what are we doing? Oh, James Goldstein has a super fan gallery. What?
Oh, my. What are we? Just water it down even more. Why not?
Just put super fan. Well, they spend, if you spend enough money, why not, right?
What about the Raptors fan?
Oh, my friend with the... I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I don't. Yeah.
The head wrap. I don't know what it's called. My apologies to the people in Toronto. That guy. Yeah.
He's super fan, right? He should be in there.
Are there any other super fans? NBA super fan? No, not really. That's it.
The Nets have one.
Mr. Whammy?
Yeah. Now I think he just passed away, right? So
I was going to say.
R.I.P.
I think he's gone.
You're talking super fanny. I mean. Number one, Brooklyn Nets fan through, and I guess I'm sure New Jersey before that. Give him a lot of credit for sticking through. And he's always there doing the little whammy curse when they're at the free throw line.
If the NFL puts super fans in the Hall of Fame, who goes in? The guy from the Chiefs that robbed the banks. you got to put him in. The gorilla guy. I met him. Didn't you meet him too in Vegas?
Yeah, he gave us his business card.
Yeah, the gorilla guy from the race. Is it him or the one with the spikes? Like, you got to pick one. I don't know.
I would say the gorilla. They should fight. Yes.
They should let the two of them fight it out. They should fight.
Yeah, you want us to care about the Hall of Fame again? That's how you get people watching.
What, not the fans fight to get in?
Exactly right. Then have them give the press conference afterwards.
Have you seen the Dolphin fans? The Dolphin Bandits, have you seen them?
No.
They're just guys in orange and green and teal paint. I don't know. They look like pirates. I don't know. Fireman Ed from the New York Jets would have to go in, right?
No. He quit on the team.
He quit? I thought he came back.
Exactly. No. Oh. No. That's the only one I will fight you on here. No Fireman Ed.
Only a New York Jets fan would quit on the team. And I don't know. That's a very Jets thing. Do the Packers have a cheesehead? No, what's the team with? Is it the Packers? The guy's frozen all the time. He literally has like a block of ice on his head. Is that a Packers thing?
Yes, and
is
that's
that the Broncos.
No, that's Packers. That's the exact guy I was thinking of. Yes, he's in the Superfan Hall of Fame for sure.
Would the Broncos have one?
No, Broncos. Not that I can recall. No.
I know the Rams don't have fans, so we the Chargers probably have a super fan.
They have the guy who dresses up.
The Chargers?
Yeah, they got like a lightning bolt.
He what does he drive up from San Diego?
Oh yeah, I guess I haven't seen him in a few years.
I don't know who you're talking about, bro.
Oh really? I'll send you a picture. You know who I'm talking about. They showed him on at least every San Diego Chargers game. He was always there. Let's see what we can.
I would say do the Dallas Cowboys have a super fan? No, right? No. I like the Dallas Cowboys. Have you seen the jokes about the Dallas Cowboy fans and their outfits?
No.
They say Dallas Cowboys starter kit, right?
Okay.
And so it'll be the white Dallas Cowboys jersey with the stars on the shoulders.
Okay.
And then you have a pair of jean shorts, blue jean shorts.
All right.
And then you have a pair of those, I don't know what, I don't buy Jordans, but it's a pair of the navy blue Jordans. And there's your Dallas Cowboy fan starter kit. You got to have blue Jordans, blue jeans, blue shorts like John Cena wears, and you got to have the white Dallas Cowboys jersey. And if you have that, you are a Dallas Cowboys fan. That's what they all wear. That's what the internet says.
And the internet is never wrong, right?
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
In this case, I think they're not wrong.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm mad we can't think of more NFL superfans. They don't exist.
I just texted you on Boltman. That's his name.
What does he look like? It's like Moon Man from McDonald's. What is this?
Let's see. Is he?
What? Yeah. Oh, this is old. Oh, my God. This guy looks like he's from the 90s.
Well, I mean, this is the first inaugural class, right? Don't you have to put a few in retroactively?
That guy looks like the mask, but yellow. Oh, anyway. I thought we had more super fans in the NFL than this. I guess not. That's why Spike Lee and these other knuckleheads are going in on the basketball side. There's so much going on. We got Basketball Hall of Fame. Nobody cares. We got all this baseball over the weekend, championship series. We have college football. What do we have? More baseball? NFL football from morning until night. You're going from London. So where are we going? New York. A lot of stuff, man. Baseball at 1 o'clock tomorrow. The Tigers and the Guardians. I can't keep up. And then we got the WNBA Finals on Sunday as well. Like, who did this?
After a great game one, too.
Did you watch that last night?
I did not. No, I did see what happened, but I did not watch the game live.
That game gave me indigestion. I watched that game in the, who played last night?
The Liberty Seahawks.
No, the 49ers and the Seahawks. I watched both of those games, the Liberty and Minnesota. That was a good, well, not for the Liberty because they choked. And then they missed free throws and then they couldn't do, they look like a New York basketball team. That's what they did. New York Liberty, they fit right on in. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the Liberty. There's so much to... Well, yeah, what WNBA. How about this? Without mentioning... Hickey, we didn't say Caitlin Clark's name all week.
How about that?
We didn't. And I'm going to try not to get in trouble. But did you see Angel Reese last night, Hickey?
I did not.
Okay. She was at Wildin' Out. And let's just say the outfit she had on was just revealing.
It was Wildin' Out.
Yeah, and in the back, yes. It was Wildin' Out in the back. I'll try my best not to get in trouble. I'm going to explain on the other side of the break and try not to get in trouble. We'll give you an update on the Dodgers in San Diego, but I want you to listen to me very carefully because there's so much sports that are going on over the weekend. This is the JR Sport Reef Show. We'll be back on the other side, but listen to what I'm about to tell you. Because football season is heating up and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. The app is really simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even invented the flex play, so you can still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Well, I told you, you watch all these games on Sunday, Spencer Rattler's going to start. You want to pick him? Maybe not. Maybe you want to get Jalen Hurts. Do that instead, okay? Get both of them. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code JR and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code JR on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Kike Hernandez home run. His solo home run in the second inning is the only run scored in tonight's game so far between the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The winner of this game goes on to host the New York Mets in game one of the National League Championship Series. We're trying to get down to the final four. And as you probably know, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, we're going to have the Guardians and the Tigers as well. Whoever wins that game advances to take on the New York Yankees. Yeah, we're getting down to the final four as we march on down to the World Series. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked college football and basketball and Hall of Fame. Yeah, the Basketball Hall of Fame is this Sunday. And Vince Carter is going in. They're putting super fans into the Hall of Fame. It's nuts. We got the WNBA Finals. Had a crazy game last night. We got NFL action in London and New York and Dallas. We got a Red River rivalry at the Cotton Bowl. We got Oregon, Ohio State. We got a lot going on. Need to take a breath to discuss it. 855-212-4227. Mark is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Mark?
What's going on? I think Padres haven't scored a run, JR, in like, what, 20 innings?
Well, I'd have to go ahead and verify that, but you go ahead, Mark.
I think they scored 6 runs in game 3, and they didn't score at all. They got shut out in game 4, 8-0. They haven't scored a run since. 20 innings is crazy. Cleveland had a 27-inning run. They got swept back-to-back.
So, yeah, well, 3-0. I know. It was 20 innings. They came back after 3-0, 3-0, and now they get to host the final game 5 tomorrow.
And I'd rather play Cleveland as a Yankee fan than Detroit because that kid, Skubal, he could shut the Yankees down 2 games.
Skubal.
Out of a 7-game series. And Cleveland doesn't really have an ace. And that's what I was talking to your producer about. Listen.
Whoa. What are you giggling for? What are you giggling for?
Listen, Jose Quintana.
No. We're not talking about Jose Quintana.
Okay.
This man you just referred to, he is a host here on the Infinity Sports Network. He happens to help me. Excuse me?
David Shepard?
Hold on a second. Hickey, you said somebody spit on you, right?
Yes.
A long time ago?
Yes, a decade ago.
Was it this guy?
It may have been Mark, for all I know.
I feel disrespected, Hickey. I feel disrespected. He said, Shep, what is his problem?
Damn.
Hickey, I've been here with you now for 10 months. What is wrong with this guy, Mark? Is marijuana, I don't know. It's legal in California, right? Like New York?
Oh, and you know about New York. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's bring him back. Mark, where the hell have you been for 10 months?
I'm just in a good mood, man. You know what I mean? Knicks are playing, dude. So I'm in a good mood, man. You know what I mean?
I didn't ask you that. I said, where have you been for the past 10 months?
I knew it was Hickey, bro. I'm just joshing around. You know what I mean? But we're talking Mets, man, having a good old time, bro. You know?
Okay. All right.
I'm a Yankee fan.
Anything else?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna go on record saying I'm hoping it's Yankees Mets. Okay. I want that more than anything. Mets need revenge, right? It'd be an interesting story. Especially with Soto coming up. The Mets could take Soto away from us, but listen, it's not going to happen. But I'll be calling up. Mets better take care of business, man, against the Dodgers or the Padres. They got it tough.
Okay.
We got Cleveland or Detroit. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark. Enjoy the games.
Thanks so much.
No problem. Okay. Well, Hickey, that was odd. Interesting call, right? Interesting call.
Do you think he was joshing around?
I don't know. You spoke to him. That's what he said. I mean, did he know who you were? I don't know.
No chance. Which is fine. I have no problem with that, but there's no way.
No. For a minute there, he made me go, man, I want to have a beer. I was like, I don't want to listen to this guy anymore. I want to have a beer. Oh, man.
Get the Friday started early.
Yeah, I'm not too far off. Not even 30 minutes. I'm killing 25 minutes, Hickey. Have myself a beer. 855-212-4227. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sportby Show. What's up, Dan?
This super fan thing
is
absolutely disgusting to me.
Oh, no. Why?
They should have some criteria. First off, you have to have a net worth less than $1 million.
That's still a lot
right?
of money.
Yeah, it is, but you know, I'm
who's
a 60
checking
year
all
old,
this.
So.
Who's checking all this to be a super fan?
Well, Spike Lee, really? I mean, Jack Nicholson, they get a ride there. They can be in front court because they can afford it. I'll give you an example. I've been a Packer fan my whole life. When I was like 25, if I watched every game. When we had to watch preseason games, I had to find somebody that had a dish network where we'd end up in some bowling alley just to watch the game.
So are you you're not a super fan, you're a struggling fan. Basically. Yeah, right.
True.
Look, what you need to do, you need to make your own Hall of Fame. The Struggling Fan Hall of Fame, and you get a lot of members, okay?
Yeah, but no, I get what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to say is that
help us.
If you can afford it, you can be a super fan.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, why do you think they're super fans? Because they're famous and they're wealthy, of course.
But that should be our criteria.
So what do you want to call them instead? Rich fans? Instead of calling them super fans, let's call them rich?
No. Well, you know, I love the Raider people. Especially when they
black hole
are visitors, and they dress up in all their garb, and at halftime they're losing by 30 points. I'm always thinking, wow, that's got to be a long walk out of the stadium.
I don't think people bother the Raider fans. I mean, half of their outfits pretty much qualify as weapons anyway, so I'd leave them alone.
Yeah, exactly. But still, can you imagine?
What?
You're getting your butt kicked, and you got to walk out looking like that?
Looking
that's
like what? A gorilla?
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
It happens.
You got to still walk out.
Well, let me tell you something. The gorilla has a successful insurance company in California. How about that?
Okay,
I'm serious. We met him. We spoke to him. We talked to the gorilla. We did. We met him and spoke to him. We did. Yeah. Those Raider fans, they're accountants and lawyers and doctors. Yes, all of them. They are.
All I'm saying is
I get it,
it's
Dan.
I
need a beer.
If you have enough money,
I know.
You can be a super
I need
fan.
A beer. Well, thank you,
that's
Dan.
Right on.
I'm going to start the Struggle Fan Hall of Fame, and you're going to be inductee number one, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you for calling from Wisconsin. There you go. No problem. Marco Belletti, you want to be in the Struggle Fan Hall of Fame?
Sure. Why the hell not?
Why not? Well, Hickey, you could be the number one Mets inductee, right?
I've gone through a lot of pain and a lot of struggles to deserve that honor.
Doesn't Kevin James is a Met fan, right?
Yeah, he is.
Would he go into the Struggle Hall of Fame, or would he go into, like, Superfan?
Probably Superfan, because he's famous.
Yeah, but wouldn't you... Seinfeld is Met fan number one, right?
Yes. Yes, he's a real celebrity, but also a real fan.
So after Seinfeld, who's the next famous Mets fan? Who is that?
Oh.
Is it Kevin James?
Billy Joel, I believe, is a... Well,
Billy Joel is a
I don't
a
know.
Mets
actually, I take that back because they play a song a lot, but I don't think he's actually a real Mets fan. Chris Yankees Rock fan. Has been at Mets games.
No,
Chris
Rock's a Yankee fan.
He's a Yankees fan. Yeah, Yankee fan.
I'm curious, why are you so down on Kevin James?
I'm not down on him.
Me?
Well, no, Hickey. It seems like he's... You poo-pooed Kevin James as a Met fan. You're like, yeah, not really.
I
guess kind of.
I mean, I guess it's... I don't see him there. Like, when is he ever at the game? I don't know.
What
I
does
mean,
he they do had a, now? He's not the King of Queens? No, what is he acting at? What does he do?
Probably another Netflix movie. That's not great.
Oh, he does Netflix movies.
I don't know. What's Adam Sandler doing now? Happy Gilmore 2? Kevin James in that one? Probably.
Probably.
They're friends?
Mall Cop 5?
Oh, boy. Ouch. They made a sequel. They made a sequel of Mall Cop.
Oh, they did.
No, I don't know.
No. They did. They did.
The first one was funny. I didn't see that. I didn't realize they made a second one. The first one was funny.
I never saw the first one.
It's funny. It's stupid, but it's funny.
Mall Cop.
Paul Blart.
Oh boy. They just give money away to anybody to do anything, right? I guess it made money, huh?
Well,
it had to make money if they made a sequel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But look, there are times where you watch a movie and you're like, this is awful, but it's great. That's one of those. It's not, look, if you're looking for, like, you know, plot development, you're in the wrong spot. But it's just stupid funny. The second one, I don't know. I didn't see the second one.
Yeah. I guess it's like the Joker 2 or whatever the heck that is. I don't know. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Net. Oh, my God. How many shots did Freddie Freeman get to play in this game? Do you see the look on his face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guy is in pain. Well, maybe if they win, it'll be worth it. If not, he has a whole offseason to fix it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. If you want to holler before we roll out of here, of course, we're going to roll into a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then also, I told you there was a wild WNBA game yesterday. I know so many people are ready to see Game 2, the sequel, on Sunday, in between the NFL games. What a bright idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll wrap things up on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, yeah. Enter Sandman. You know what that means. Or maybe you don't. It means it's night-night. It means time to shut it down. Call it a wrap. Mariano Rivera here is here, the closer, okay? Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. What a show. Hickey, we missed that. Did we miss anything, right? No?
No, I think we actually hit everything, which is kind of crazy, like you said, with so much going on. I think we've hit everything.
Caitlin Clark's not... No, she's been eliminated, right? She's done?
She, I would say... I was going to say living her best life. Maybe that's not the case, but living close to it. I
heard she's going to go play golf or something like that, right?
Really?
Yeah, she's going to be in some golf tournament.
Not a bad way to spend the offseason.
Yeah, well, she got enough money. She got enough money to do what she wants. Can't wait to see what that Caitlin Clark shoe looks like. You know it's coming. It's sooner than later. 855-212-4227. It's the end of the show. I guess you just have to settle for WNBA. Hickey, I still can't believe the Liberty, they lost that game last night. They choked. Had like an 18-point lead, 11-point lead, and they gave it away like they were the Knicks or something like that. I don't know.
Absolutely gagged it away. Brandon Stewart, I missed a free throw late. Not good.
Yeah. And then she missed some free throw. Yeah, it's just, and the referees suck too, by the way. What else is new? But you can't fault the refs when you stink. Let's take a listen. Breonna Stewart, by the way, she has an arm, what is this thing called? Arm span bigger than LeBron's. Long arm woman. She said it sucks to blow the game.
Yeah, we just take it on the chin. You know, we were up a lot. Then we had a wild kind of sequence to end the fourth. Didn't start overtime great. I had a great look at the end, and I didn't make it.
Yeah, let me tell you this. Hickey, I didn't forget about Angel Reese. So she was in Chicago last night at a Nick Cannon Wildin' Out comedy, variety, whatever thing. And she came out and she had on some real revealing shorts, okay? Let's put it that way. And I just had to say to myself, Hickey, wasn't she saying months ago, you know, she didn't appreciate being sexualized? And I'm like, why are you going to wear shorts like that, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to get in trouble for saying that. No, I didn't say nothing bad, right?
No, just the truth. Can't have it both ways.
Yeah, them shorts were crazy. I was like, whoa. But then she's going to say she gets sexualized. I'm not telling her to put on a potato sack. Like, wear whatever you want, but I'm not saying you deserve anything. But it was like you were in Sports Illustrated. Okay, fine. But you're just walking around with your cheeks out. Listen, it's a little different. Now, at that point, now I've gotten in trouble. So I'm going to move on. Anyway, Hickey, it's the end of the show. And so what do we do now?
Let me tell you about some history.
Yeah, let's do it.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If we go back in time. Well, first of all, let's take note of what today is. Today is October 11th. The year is 2024. And if we go back in time to October 11th, the year 1992, you will have seen a man named Deion Sanders. He played in a Falcons game against the Dolphins. And then he flew to Pittsburgh to play for the Braves in the National League Championship Series game against the Pirates. He was a pinch runner there, but in the football game, well, the Dolphins beat the Falcons 21-17. Deion returned two kicks, punts, one punt and two kick returns for 43 yards. Not the most exciting of games, but the fact of the matter is, this man was a dual sport star. Let's take a listen. Deion from last year describes why he tried to play in both a baseball and an NFL game on the same day. This is from Bleacher Report.
That happened because I had a football contract that I had to uphold, and I wanted to uphold because my football teammates is something that I was contracted to play as soon as the baseball season was over. So the playoffs, just being there was just extra for the Braves because my contract was over. So I was just going over there just to help my teammates. So I should have been playing football the whole time. So I'm sitting on the bench for nine innings, and I'm sitting up there trying to reconcile in my mind, this ain't right. My guy's getting ready to go play Dan Marino and all those wonderful receivers, and I'm sitting on the bench for nine innings. That ain't right. So I say, I got to go. I got to play with my guys. Mm-hmm. So they made transportation. Nike did, of course. And I was able to get there and get back well before the game was going to start. They weren't going to play me anyway,
right?
And I knew that, and they didn't play me anyway. So I actually didn't play two sports on the same day. I showed up
to two,
you know, and played in one, and we lost, but we probably would have lost by much more than we lost by with the Falcons. But just being there for my team was everything to me. It put me in tears because when I got on the bus, they didn't see me the night before. I think I got there at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, but when I got on that bus that next morning, they applauded. And that broke me because that was like their way of saying, thank you, my dog. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. And that was one of the most touching moments I've ever had in sports, that when those teammates applauded.
Oh, that's nice. He's one of the greatest athletes we've ever had, Deion Sanders. Let's see how he works out as a coach. This day in sports history, October 11th, the year is 2010. Brett Favre. He becomes the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 500 touchdowns and 70,000 yards. I want you to take a listen. This is from NBC. Brett Favre connecting with Randy Moss.
Here's the pressure. Favre, jump ball, Moss. Got this one! The 500th career touchdown pass by Brett Favre. And it's the first Favre to Moss.
Damn. Hickey, was that Mike Tirico?
That it was.
Wow. 14 years ago. Good for him. That was crazy. Brett Favre to Randy. That's nuts. Yeah, Brett Favre was on the Vikings. Hey, the Jets beat him 29-20, if you wanted to know. And the other quarterbacks to have thrown for 500 touchdowns and 70,000 yards, you got Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. Is that? Let's see if Aaron Rodgers enters into that territory. Maybe. October 11th. The year is 2020. Yeah, October. The NBA had its finals. You want to know who won? The Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers beat the Miami Heat in the bubble. The final score in Game 6 was 106-93. Take a listen to this final call from NBC. ABC.
And the Lakers will win Game 6. And now, Cook can just dribble it out. And J.R. Smith already shirtless. Final seconds here in this NBA season. The respect from those two. And that's it. It's over. This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers conquer the bubble. And banner number 17 will soon hang in the rafters.
Yeah, that was banner number 17. We know the Celtics have just got their hands on 18. Sorry. Here's also the deal. LeBron James in that closeout game. 28 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. That was LeBron James' fourth finals MVP. And LeBron James is still going. The next accomplishment, playing with his son, who at this point probably doesn't deserve to be in the NBA given his performance. Just the facts. Just the facts. I'm happy he's alive. I'm happy his heart is good. But NBA player, he is not. Not yet. What a show. What a week. College football. NFL football. Baseball. Dodgers still leading 1-0 in the top of the seventh, by the way. Let's see if the San Diego Padres can wake up and put some runs up on the board. Hickey, what are you starting with tomorrow? Are you going to watch the, you'll have football on before the ALDS starts, right? What you going to be watching?
Yeah, I mean, now with Alabama losing last week to Vanderbilt, they play, I think, South Carolina this week. I mean, you can't rule anything out, so that's interesting at noon. But then, 1 o'clock Eastern, ALDS 5 is going to be a great game until Red River and Penn State on at 3:30.
Yeah, we'll see what Scooble goes out there and does. See if Scooble breaks. Whether he's just going to break the Guardians, break their hearts. Let's see. I wouldn't mind. Can you imagine if he went out there and threw like all nine and shut them out or beat them down or something? That'd be fun, right?
That would be fun, especially since we don't really see it ever.
Yeah.
No one goes complete games anymore.
Let Scooble go out there and shut it down all by himself. I'll sign up for that. Let's see what happens tonight between the Dodgers. I told you again, they lead 1-0 right now against San Diego. Listen, people, you're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's done. We'll be back on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hickey, but they can listen to you over the weekend, right?
That's right. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, right after all the NFL action. We are live here on the Infinity Sports Network.
And where can they find you, Hickey?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter.
Good stuff. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you've missed a minute of the show, hit rewind. Thank you so much to former Ohio State, Detroit Lions, Cowboys linebacker Bobby Carpenter for joining us. You find me at JR Sport Brief. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, but don't go anywhere. Coming up next and live is Bart Winkler. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey, and thank you to you for listening. Be safe, be well, be cool, and be smooth. JR Sport Brief Show's done. Thank you, Hickey.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.